Hi, is this Dale?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Dale, it's Ruben. What's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm in Michigan, and there's this guy who's looking to buy a Sabre saw from us.
Okay.
And he has a bunch of businesses, and I think that he probably does well, but the books between the businesses are kind of a jumbled mess, and so I wouldn't say it's an easy one, but it would be one that you might find you get the guy to close on if you're interested.
Yeah, I'd love the opportunity to help you guys out. How much does the saw cost that he's looking for?
$155,000.
Okay, and just so I kind of, do you want me to, you know, give him a call? What would you like me to do?
Yeah, would you call his right-hand person? He's got another business. I don't know what it is, in Myrtle Beach, Florida. So
okay.
That's where he is right now. He is short on details, but his right-hand person, her name is Peggy Castleman.
Okay. Castleman, you said?
Castleman, yes.
Okay. And her phone number?
Her phone number is 248.
Okay.
875-9797.
And what's his name?
His name is Nicholas Andreasen.
Okay.
Call it if you'd like.
No, it's okay. And just so I kind of know what I'm walking into, has he applied for financing? Has he been turned down? How many people have ran his credit? Do you know those things?
He was turned down by Tony Ziegler of Centium.
Okay.
And I don't think he got an official word yet from MFS, but I know that they...
Is that who you got? Is your primary lender a Centium?
No.
Okay.
MFS.
Okay, is your primary lender? Okay. Did anyone share with you why he was even declined?
Not with me, no.
Okay.
But I,
you know,
I think it, I think because of how he's running his finances between the businesses, I think it's...
Does he know he's been declined?
Yes, he knows that Tony declined him, and I don't think that he heard anything back from MFS yet.
Okay. But you think they're not going to do this deal?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you know, I love the opportunity. I'd like to talk to him. Just always please keep in mind, I actually just had this conversation with another rep I work with. I know in our, we definitely don't want to be pushy, but we also just don't want to collect the garbage. We want it to be a mutually beneficial relationship. So I'd love to be your second. Instead of you guys going to Centium for your second looks, I'd love to handle that for you, if not your first look.
He came up with a Centium himself.
Okay.
I didn't know about it, and he said, oh, I got, you know, these guys are working.
Yeah.
And so
okay.
I don't know how he came up with that. Yeah.
All right, well, let me give him a ring, and I'll tell you what I can do. And is the Shaw ready to ship?
No, no, he hasn't placed the order yet because he wanted to have the financing in place first.
Well, how long, is it made, or is it, how long does it take to make?
Oh, this wouldn't be till probably October.
Oh, okay. That's when it'll be ready to ship? Okay. Yeah, I'll give Peggy a call and hopefully figure out something. 248-875-9797?
875-9797, correct.
I'll call her in 15 minutes, okay?
No problem. And there's, you know, like I said, we're talking October here, so, and he's out right now. So whenever it's convenient for you, would be better.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep, I know.